This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. You may have figured that out by now. If you figured out today is the 1st of November, it is a Thursday, and this is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Well, maybe we'll change that a little bit today and tomorrow, because Jennifer Horn is off in the political world. I don't know if she's doing... What is she doing, Kara? I've forgotten what her deal is. Kara's chilling at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Political world or grandparents' world.
Oh, that's right, the grandparents. Yeah, right. You got to pay attention to her grandparents. Okay, so instead of DJV, it's DVVC. You like that?
We're a revolving door. I like
that. Yes, we are. So Victoria Keelan is back in after having been at half-mast for a week or so. We're hoping that she's going to hold on and do well this morning. It's tough, that bronchitis thing, man.
Ugh. Grab you and throttle
you. Brutal.
Yep. It is brutal. All right. Speaking of brutal, Victoria Jones is here, and she can be brutally
so cruel.
Frank. No, it's not. I'm going to, if you let me finish, be brutally frank about how you are when it comes to being on top of things. She's brutally accurate and brutally tuned in. Victoria is with the D.C. Radio Company, and that's required of those at the D.C. Radio Company. No fake news, no distortions. Give me the facts, ma'am, the facts. So let's get to the facts on Whitey Bulger.
Doug, I think you should call me Miss Jones today.
Call you Miss Jones, okay. Let me write that down. All right, so we have Victoria Keelan and Miss Jones. Do you have a diary? What's in your diary?
It's a black book, actually.
Yes, it really is. Okay, well, we'll save that for a moment or two down the road. Meanwhile, Whitey Bulger is still dead. There is, however, lots of conversation about how he got that way, including, see, the focus, the Boston Globe, Boston Herald, where I am, they're all over this thing, because Whitey Bulger was such an important, and I put that in quotation mark, part of local lore for decades and decades and decades. So he was moved from a federal penitentiary in Florida through a stop at a pen out west to West Virginia. And no one has stepped forward so far to explain why he was moved. Except in this circumstance, it was quickly ascertained that he was the target and became, as I think Limbaugh used to use this term first on the radio, he became room temperature, assumed room temperature, at the hands of Freddie Gias, G-E-A-S, real name Fotios. So Fotios Gias, known as Freddie, was the one who quickly dispatched Mr. Bulger. And so, anyway...
I'm shocked that he could come to such an end.
Yeah. And Gias was moved to solitary. Why they moved him to solitary? He already did what he was supposed to do, what he was told to do by his bosses. The Italians in the slammer don't like the Irish in the slammer who are there for the right. And I think one of the theories here, at least locally, what's been put forth is that over his time when he murdered... You know, he was convicted of killing 11, and the record said he was charged with 19. He killed dozens and dozens personally, and either that or ordered to hit. But he liked to kill people, and he liked doing it in different ways. He's just the guy's an animal. I don't know why, other than the fact that Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty, he should have long since been dispatched anyway. So I'm trying
Why
to give
was
you
he
some
such a high-profile fugitive for so long, though? That's
because
what I never understood.
The FBI, why was he a high-profile fugitive? Why didn't they catch him?
He was hanging out in Santa Monica. You knew where he was.
I knew where. I didn't know where he was until after they caught him.
He was a snitch.
He worked for the FBI. There's an FBI agent named Connolly, who was attached to the Boston FBI office for 20 years, who became friends. And I mean close personal friends. The wives were friendly, or the girlfriends. They did a lot of things on their own except take trips to the Bahamas. And Connolly used Whitey Bulger as a snitch, not against other mobsters from his group, but other mobsters from other groups. And that was one of the reasons the Italians wanted to get rid of him. So anyway.
Well, that explains the
guy who
offed
him was a hitman. And a very interesting detail in the New York Times story, this West Virginia prison that he was moved to was known for its shortage of prison guards. It was notorious for it, and they were even using nurses and other staff like that to make up for the lack of prison guards. So this was like, I won't call it an accident, but this was an incident waiting to happen when you don't have enough guards.
Well, yeah, and apparently Mr. Freddy also, he's been known to take people out before. Like she said, he's a hitman, and apparently he doesn't like snitches. That's his that's his big thing.
That's the tongue
and,
thing then,
yeah.
Yeah. He, this guy, Gias, Freddy, was sent to the slammer in 2003 for the murder of some other people, a crime boss and somebody who was an FBI informant, that sort of thing. Yeah, he was the guy who was dispatched to get rid of the snitches. So, anyway, the story of Whitey Bulger, pretty much everybody knows how he supposedly eluded the feds. He eluded them because Connolly told them when they were on their way to his place, you better get out because they're on their way over. So that's how he ended up in, after spending, I think he went to 11 different states for a while before he ended up in California. And he lived in a prominent apartment complex on the corner of 23rd and Santa Monica for, 8 years, 11 years? I don't know, but good God.
So if you snitch to the FBI, you get prime real estate in Santa Monica?
Apparently.
Okay.
He had $900,000 in cash in the wall of the apartment.
Ow.
Yeah.
Didn't he live with a mole?
Well, he lived with his girlfriend. I don't know whether she was a mole or not. I'm not
sure. Well, she is ipso facto a mole.
She's in jail because she was... Yeah, I've forgotten what they got her on, but she's in jail for some reason, about harboring a fugitive or some stupid thing. But at any rate, the situation with Mr. Bulger... even though final, it's interesting to know how he was dispatched, how quickly. But I'm back to why did they move him in the first place? Has anybody seen any explanation, heard any explanation, know of any explanation as to what the feds, has anybody even asked the question, why did you move him? That's the question.
Oh, yes.
Unless it was an inside job, they knew what was going to happen to him when he got there, and it just satisfied, in my mind, conspiratorial theorist that I am, not Alex Jones type of conspiratorialist, but I just think that sometimes, still in these days, two and two makes four. Somebody inside got the word from somebody someplace that this guy needed to be moved. What had he done? Why now, after these years in the federal pen in Florida, do they move him around and then he ends up in the fourth toughest prison in the country?
There are the general population,
and the prison
too,
where they don't have enough guards.
Yeah. And why don't they have enough guards in the fourth toughest place outside of Leavenworth, Marion, Illinois? And I forgot where the fourth one is, but these are the four, this place in West Virginia. There are four places in the country where you don't ever want to be if you're a criminal. Ever. And this place was in that group. So,
are you saying the situation is praying he doesn't end up in this prison too? You know,
the
my
situation,
neighbor, Mike,
not,
the situation.
Not, yeah, he didn't do enough bad stuff to warrant going there.
He's only up for tax evasion, but
yeah, that's all. There's two prisons in Marion, Illinois, I only know because I went there. You'll remember. Not that I'm going to trip over.
Do you want to rephrase that, Doug?
What?
I went there.
Well, I went to see somewhere okay. there.
You had a friend on the inside? Wow.
I'll tell you, I've told you the story before about how Pete Rose and I were friends. I worked the afternoon shift on WCKY in Cincinnati in the 80s and early 90s, and he followed me on the air from 6 till 8 after he had been convicted, or not convicted, but after he'd been tossed out of baseball. Well, he was convicted because he went to jail. But he sent him to Marion, and in Marion, there are two prisons, federal prisons. One side of the road is a country club. The other side is a place you'd never want to step foot in. One of the toughest prisons in the country, if not in the world. So Pete went to the country club, and, you know, the other bad guys are on the other side of the street. So, and it's really, the prison system in this country is so corrupt. It's like so many other huge institutions, and the private ones are more corrupt than the ones run by the public, even though it's hard to differentiate sometimes between them. The system doesn't work. It's broken. There are too many inmates in it. And one of the reasons that inmates are sentenced is because there are corrupt judges who send people to the private prisons so they can get paid off by the people that run the private prisons. And you can say, oh, that's an outrageous charge. No, it's not. Go look into the record. We just, nobody ever talks about it. The corruption in the penal system is outrageous. And it just, people say, oh, they're in jail, they deserve to be there, who cares what happens to them when they're in jail, that kind of stuff. And one of the reasons all these prison rights groups have popped up over the last dozen years or so, and it's interesting because it got bad after September 11th. Again, you track this stuff, go backwards. After September 11th, number of people who were committed to jail for any reason went way up. And during the Bush era, that's when private prisons became more popular, because Bush took care of his pals like he did in the farming business. He took care of his pals who had these kind of businesses. Actually, that's not true. It wasn't George Bush. It was during his administration, but it was Dick Cheney who was corrupt and set up all of these. You know, Cheney, especially for the first term, was very much the operator. He was in charge of pretty much everything. And that's why George Bush always looked, he had that blank look on his face when somebody asked no question, because he didn't know the answer, because he hadn't done whatever it was that they were questioning. It was Dick Cheney who did it. And Cheney was one of the ones who started the movement to put federal penitentiaries in the hands of private operators. And so the corruption began there. I think in the modern era, I mean, there's a lot of corruption in the country during the Hoover administration. And then from that point to this, the most corruption we ever had was in George Bush's era. But it wasn't really, I used to take shots at him, but it wasn't really him. It was Cheney. That's part and parcel. This is a conversation that's red meat for all of us. We could continue to have this conversation probably all day without talking about anything else, but it doesn't bring us around to having other interesting conversation, so we'll do that as we move on now. Speaking of interesting conversations, can I get Victoria Keelan to smile for the camera? Victoria, would you please smile?
Smiling. I'm happy to be able to smile, yes.
Victoria Jones, would you please smile for the camera? Let's see that smile. Oh, look at that beautiful smile.
Big smile.
Big smile. Kara has big smile, too. Kara, smile for the camera, please. For the radio audience. There she is.
Are smiling. You blinded? That's how big my smile is.
Power Swabs makes our teeth white and clean and beautiful, and you can get in on the action quickly and easily by calling 800-208-1797. So if you answer yes to the following questions, do you want to have white teeth? Yes. Do you drink coffee, tea, red wine? Yes. Have you been using other whitening products and it hasn't worked well? Yes. Okay. So here you go. Call 208-1797, 800-208-1797. Am I giving the number out too fast, ladies, or is that okay? Can you get it?
One more time for the cheap seats.
800-208-1797. Hey, the Red Sox World Series, there were no cheap seats.
Yeah.
None. 800-208-1797 is the way to brighten and whiten your teeth. In 5 minutes, you snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, and you got it. So if you want to have it, you better get it. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show. They'll sell it to you for half the retail price.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I forgot this is a Pearl Jam song. I don't know why. And I'm not going to say it's good. It's just it's Pearl Jam. You go from there. All right, so in the music world, 24 after the hour on the DJVVC program, Eddie Vedder showing up. Eddie Vedder and Incubus. You pronounce it that way? Incubus or Incubus?
Incubus. Okay. Yep.
Headlining the 2019 Innings Festival. Okay, I'm going to step aside. Eddie Vedder, I know. Incubus, I don't. So those who are familiar, the festival is going to have performances by Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Eat World, Band of Horses, Blues Traveler, Cake. Pretty interesting combination of people. Liz Phair, G Love and Special Sauce. Okay, so I identify with Sheryl Crow, Blues Traveler, and then I and Eddie Vedder, and then I can step out. So, what is this fest? Where is
well, you
this?
Got all the big ones.
I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of baseball players are going to be in the event as well. So it has to do with baseball's musical guest festival featuring baseball legends. So where is this festival?
This is one of those, it's in Tempe, Arizona. This is one of those festivals that I've actually not heard of, but apparently in the sports world, this is something that people are very familiar with if you're a baseball fan.
Really?
And Eddie Vedder is a huge Chicago Cubs fan, so I didn't know Incubus. Maybe they are into baseball, maybe they're not, I don't know. But it's kind of an interesting lineup. It's mixed with baseball. So it's a two-day festival that apparently a lot of people are really into.
Playing a bit of Band of Horses, a big band.
They're a great band. They're awesome.
Band of Horses is a good band. When did you see them, Victoria? Miss Jones?
I haven't seen them live, but I'm a big fan. This is my kind of music.
You should see them live. They're great live. Definitely check them out.
So let me get this straight, Miss Jones. After a hard day at the D.C. radio company, you go home and sit on the couch and turn the radio on and listen to Band of Horses?
I listen to Band of Horses, I listen to Muse, I listen to Cake, I listen to Liz Phair. That's the kind of music I listen to.
All you need is baseball, and this is your festival.
This is my festival. I'm thinking, you know, I used to live in Scottsdale, which is just up the street from Tempe. I'm thinking, with the weather in March, Tempe, I'm very
That's very
tempted
nice.
Here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Now you've got your info, Ms. Jones. You can buy your tickets now. They are at inningsfestival.com. Innings Festival. Okay, that makes sense. The Innings Festival. Get it, baseball? So clever. All right, next up on the musical bandstand here, the Red Hot Chili Peppers giving a surprise performance at the high school where Chad Smith's children attend. He's the drummer. Made a Halloween performance a little better for the children. They were dressed up in costume. Chad Smith tweeted about the performance, writing, "Who rocks out at 9:30 a.m. at my children's school? We do!" Crank that up, will you, Kara? This is the Viewpoint School in Calabasas, California, inland, on the 101. For those of you who like to chuckle when we're identifying what's going on, Calabasas is where the celebrated jumping frog, was it the leaping frog or jumping frog? Anybody remember? Calabasas.
I don't know. That's actually not their song. That's a Stevie Wonder song, but it's their cover version.
Yes.
This is so cool when you do something like this. This is so much fun. Yeah,
imagine how popular the children were at school. Smith wore Pope attire. The bassist is Flea. He wore a skeleton bodysuit. And Anthony Kiedis, who's a singer, wore shorts and a mask at the school. So big times with the Chili Peppers as they get ready to go back out on the road, I guess, in the studio and whatever goes on for them next year. 28 after on the DJV program.
Everything must go away. Oh, what do you say?
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
President Trump saying that yesterday about the so-called migrant caravan that's been heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. He said that as he left for a rally in Fort Myers. And then he said this at the rally.
I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
At that Florida rally, the president also said the 14th Amendment of the Constitution does not protect all birthright citizenship. He wants to revoke that right for illegal immigrants who have children after crossing the border. Despite continued Republican efforts to get rid of it, Americans can start buying health care from the so-called Obamacare marketplace starting today. It'll run for the next 6 weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're glad you're up and around and happy to take nourishment, amongst other things. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with the DVVC program. That'll confuse the hell out of everybody. Jennifer is off for the next couple of days. Victoria Jones is here from the DC radio company. Victoria Keelan is back, thankfully, from Hersted as a bronchitis victim. Even though she's still off the air, sounds like a victim, but she's on the air and sticking to it. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The situation here, I find this synagogue shooting thing to still be on my mind, frankly. Never mind all the ancillary circus theatrics that went on, whether the president went there or not, whether it was a good idea or not. I'm more interested in justice for the people who lost their lives. And so the latest in the arrest after we get done with Whitey Bulger and who knocked him off, next up is Robert Bowers, who faces 44 charges, federal hate crime charges, murder charges. 11 people were killed, 6 others were injured at this Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The grand jury has indicted him. According to the indictment, he walked into the building, multiple guns, and just started shooting. All he said when he walked in was, "I want to kill the Jews." Great. There's a guy who should have been somehow in a padded cell, obviously, for a number of years. And somebody had to have known that. Somebody who knew this person must have known how much he hated Jews, and someday he was going to snap. And how then, under those circumstances, does somebody who has that sort of mental incapacity have all these guns? He will face the death penalty or life in prison without parole. In a circumstance like this, even though I do not hold with the death penalty, some of these crimes that have gotten more and more heinous, it's not about justice, it's about vengeance, and I'm okay with that. This guy and his hatred, whatever caused it, whatever warped sense of reality he had based perhaps on something that his mother did to him or his father did to him, or maybe he got beaten up by a Jewish kid when he was in elementary school and he hated Jews all his life, whatever it is, it at this point doesn't really deserve treatment. It deserves dispatch. Anybody want to argue with me about that?
You know, it's a tough one. I know you and I are very similar in we're not, you know, for the death penalty.
I don't like the death penalty because I don't think it doesn't deter anybody from killing. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Under the circumstances, there's no reason for this guy to be alive. What are you going to, treat him for what?
There's no rehabilitating someone like this. And you know, it always, you know, you get the standard comments from the neighbors. He was unremarkably normal. That's the quote that's been going around. It's just, I don't know. How well do you really know people then? How well do you know your neighbors if everyone else says, oh, the guy was just a normal guy? It's like the serial killer, the Night Stalker, or whatever his name was out in California earlier this year, who was captured after all these years.
The guy who was in New York, or was the Long Island Strangler, or no, the Boston Strangler. It's Long Island somebody else. But you know what I'm saying.
Confusing. And they just sort of somehow blend back into society, and people don't notice anything. I know everyone's busy with their own lives, but still, someone would have seen something.
If anybody has seen this movie along with me, last night I went to see The Old Man with a Gun, which is a very good movie. Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek, and a really good cast. Casey Affleck is in it. What's his name from I'll think of his name. Not important. Anyway, you recognize lots of people in it.
It's a true
low
story, though, right?
Movie. Yeah, it was a true story about a guy that liked to rob banks. And he robbed dozens and dozens and dozens of them and wasn't caught. Until he went to the guy that was chasing him and said, hi, I'm the guy you're chasing. I don't want to give away too much more of the movie, but it's the reason I tell you the story is because that guy went to jail 14 times in his life for robbery. 14 times he was in the system. He escaped from prison every time he went to prison, and he went back out, and the next day he robbed a bank. That's what he did. So he became an old man with a gun. He never used the gun, never fired it, never owned any ammunition. He just had it in his pocket. That's it. Danny Glover's in it as well. He's very good. Keith Carradine. It's a good movie. I tell you the story because it really speaks to how going to prison doesn't do you. There's no rehab going on in prison, really. That's just, you know, prison is prison. And
prison has to be prison. I mean, it's not great, but sometimes prison has to be prison.
Yeah.
There has to be punishment as well as rehab. Now, what you need is punishment and rehab, and we're not performing the second part of that. But there has to be punishment for crime. There has to be punishment for crime because society doesn't work without justice. Unfortunately, we're not doing the justice part properly or effectively.
We're also not doing, Victoria, a good job of defining what kind of crimes deserve time in jail versus other retribution.
We're not doing it well.
No,
we're not.
I'm not even talking about rehab. I'm talking about guys like, what's his face, who stole all the money from his investors.
Madoff.
Yes.
Why is he in jail? He shouldn't be in jail. He should be out in a job, supervised 24 hours a day, got an ankle bracelet or whatever, working in some place where the money that he's making goes to pay back the people who got screwed by him.
Actually, he could do that in jail.
Well, he could. If somebody was this smart, yeah, he could give him a computer. Say, okay, pal, you get out 10 years earlier if you pay back everybody. Maybe something like that, yeah. But we're terrible at penal reform. I mean, at reforming prisoners. And we have an we're looking at, you know, it's easy to criticize because the system leaves a lot to be desired, shall we say. Today, Thursday, the 1st of November, we celebrate National National Men Make Dinner Day. I was going to say it was National Make Dinner Day, but it's actually National Men Make Dinner Day. This is a sexist, ridiculous, outrageous circumstance that
this
we find ourselves
counter-sexist
talking about. This is what the expectation is, that women cook all the meals.
Yeah,
is that the expectation?
That's what happens more than
no, it is
yes.
Not anymore. Lots
yes.
of men.
Yes, yes. yes
you have
is.
A big
yes,
argument with Rich McFadden, who cooks dinner every
well,
night
then
for his family.
Well, that's one guy, and that's
well,
great. But that's one guy.
I cook dinner every night
for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, so? We don't know yet, but the jury's out on what exactly you're cooking, and it's always some sort of, you know, throw whatever is in the fridge into a pot and poison yourself.
Here's the situation here. This is all about empowering men to put on an apron. Why do we have to put on an apron to cook dinner?
So you
sharpen
don't get
their knife
all
skills.
Over yourself. You do need to sharpen your knife skills, considering you stabbed yourself the other day.
Well,
so you could work on this.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway.
And an apron is obviously needed to protect your lovely farm clothes.
Oh, absolutely. You want to get them dirty. No.
Right.
Traditionally, in American culture, women have been in charge of getting food on the table. Isn't that pretty much the case all around the world, or is it different in other places, other societies, other cultures? Are women expected to make dinner or not?
I think that that's pretty standard around the world, yeah.
But don't you think, especially here in America, that roles are changing, women are working, men are working,
yes.
So there's a sharing of these responsibilities by men who even have half a clue?
I think
yeah,
there's
more
a sharing
so.
Of some
yeah.
responsibility, and definitely more so than in the past, but I think in a lot of households, women work and then they still come home and cook the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about being taught how to cook, how do you learn that? Did you watch your mother cook things? How do men and or women learn how to cook? They get a cookbook? What is
it? I think if you're a girl, you probably tend to just be in the kitchen more around your mom, and you just tend, or your grandma, and you kind of learn those things. And boys necessarily, maybe it is different now, but boys necessarily were out playing in the yard or out doing other things, and they weren't curious about the kitchen.
Playing.
Yeah. I mean, I was a tomboy, so I was out in the mud. But
beating up all the boys.
Yeah, but, you know, but for the most part, I think that, you know, that boys just aren't as curious about the kitchen, and I think that is hopefully changing, that moms and dads in the kitchen are having both genders of kids helping them out and learning how to make things. I think it's a great thing.
The only thing I knew about the kitchen when I was a kid were the lyrics to Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Strumming on the old banjo. That was all I knew. And so the reality is, when I was growing up, I cooked a lot of meals for myself. That's probably why I learned it, because I was alone a good deal of the time, and I was on my own. So I had to fix breakfast, and I had to fix dinner. And so I
did you learn by watching your sisters, or did you?
No, I just opened up the refrigerator. I did basically. You know what? A light bulb went off in my head. I never really put two and two together until you just said that. I went quickly back, flashback to when I was a kid, and I did the same thing then that I do now. Open up the refrigerator. What's there? Throw it in a pot. Cook it and eat it. That's what I did.
What your culinary skills have not evolved much, is what you're saying.
What'd you say, Ms. Jones?
I said, what did it taste like?
It was great. Eating for me has never been really a pleasure. I go to dinner and I eat too fast because I'm on to the next thing. And I remember any number of times Meredith and I would have the conversation about dining versus eating. Slow down, eat, talk, enjoy, etc. I wasn't taught about that. I was taught that I learned eating was a function. You need to eat so you're not hungry, so you have enough to sustain yourself. But I've never really been someone. I've been in fine restaurants. I've paid hundreds of dollars for meals when
that you haven't enjoyed much.
But I didn't know what I was paid. I don't know why I paid. hundreds
that's
of dollars
probably
for
a big thing. Like, you ate, from what I've heard about your childhood, sort of separately, and dinner was just a function. And
yeah, everything was a function. Food was a function. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it depends on how you grew up. My dad is European, so we had very long dinners where lots of conversation happened at dinner. And so, like, dining out, that sticks with me. So dining is a three-hour experience on a nice occasion.
Oh,
so,
my God, that'd be a horror show for me.
I know. I've eaten with you. I know. Yeah, you downed your food, and we were still halfway through our entree.
Well, we had good conversation, though.
Yes, we forced you to.
But you see, the reason I ate to eat, and I was talking with you, and I wanted to learn about Lewis. I didn't. What do I need to talk for? I wanted to hear what the story was with Lewis when I found out why he loved you and why you loved him and that kind of stuff. That's more intriguing to me than.
So you had a good dining out experience then.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I pretty much order the same thing when I do go out. I don't, look around for a piece of fish. Give me a white piece of fish, cook it well, and I'll have a little potato and a vegetable. That's it. Good night. Next. And you talked me into having dessert that night, I think, if I remember correctly, which I don't use.
Oh, yes. It was, I had to force you to have sugar. It was difficult.
Right. All right. So now we celebrated the day. Let's talk about what's going on in the world of television. Barbara Streisand takes over carpool karaoke tonight. Riding around town on the Late Late Show with James Corden. It's got Barbara, and she shared a clip on social media that shows James stranded, not on the side of the road, but with a boot in his car. That, I'm not talking about the, in England, boots the trunk, but he had a boot on his car because he didn't pay his whatever it is. He must have had a number of tickets. And he calls in Barbara to pick him up in her car. Did you get a clip of that? Wait, they might probably be a little.
You are a lifesaver.
Do you mind if you listen to some music?
I don't usually put the radio on to hear music. So, do you really have to hear music?
Tell me not to live, just bit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around the clouds to rain on my parade.
Good. That is always
That'll
fabulous.
Be fun.
Oh, yeah, lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. So that's tonight on Carpool Karaoke, Late Late Show, James Corden. A couple of Netflix notes. Dogs, which is a new docuseries, going to premiere on the 16th of this month. Six-episode series tracking six individual stories that, quote, celebrate the deep emotional bonds between people and their beloved four-legged friends. I want to see
this. Is getting buzz.
This sounds good.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it, huh? They say, in a world we live in, no matter how divided we are, we ought to take care to realize how much dogs mean to all of us and how our bond with them can help bring us together. I have this great little, I'm so thankful that I found this little dog, or she found me, that I have now. She's a fabulous little girl. And I just feel now at home. She's different than Charlotte, because Charlotte was my dog. She was my dog. Daisy, because of her upbringing, she doesn't have any. She loves everybody that will love her, pay any attention to her. But
that will change, though, with rescue dogs. Yeah. Like, that often changes. It took us a solid two years for our little guy Bentley to be really bonded to us.
Yeah.
Yep, it takes some time.
There's a new Prince documentary on Netflix as well. His life said to be subject of this Netflix documentary, helped by Ava DuVernay, who documented Selma. She has been working on a series for several months covering Prince's entire life, greenlit by the estate, who said, yeah, go ahead and do that. A lot of video footage from his interviews and presentations and stuff. So you look for that on Netflix as well. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Around the nation, around the world, around your house, technology is important. It's Tech Talk time on the DJB program, 53 past the hour. Victoria back now, so we'll give her, even though I did a fabulous job
overviewing
these technology stories, fabulous job. It's now back to you with news on Alexa as we get started. I think we learned something, Kara, didn't we, about Alexa with the... Was it music? What did we focus on the other day that really had everybody? Wow, I didn't know that we could do that. It was, oh, I know, it was telling stories to children.
Yeah, you can read a book and it will sync with your Alexa and it will play the music that goes along with that Disney story. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so what's Alexa up to now, Victoria?
Well, in the days leading up to the U.S. midterm elections, which happens November 6th, Amazon's Alexa will be able to tell users information about voter registration deadlines, polling information, and even give you real-time election results. And following the election, Alexa will also be able to give you more details on the outcome, including how many seats each party gained, and information on specific candidates, too, how they were doing in the polls. Alexa will be sourcing its replies from a couple of different partners that Amazon has teamed up with. One is Ballotpedia. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan digital encyclopedia. They will be providing all the voter registration deadlines, which I'm sure we're getting really down to the wire on that one. I don't know how many states let you register right up until the election day, but on election day, Alexa will be using the Associated Press to get all kinds of results in. You can say things like, Alexa, who's winning in Ohio or at whatever state, and Alexa has how is my candidate doing in the election? And in addition to voice responses, Echo Show devices, which are visual devices, they will have visual graphics on the screen in response to your questions like, who won the state governor race? How many seats does such and such party have in the Senate? And so you'll be able to see all kinds of nifty charts and graphs. And Amazon says that to add to Alexa's AI and algorithm efforts, that the company is assembling a war room of writers, engineers, and data scientists to cover major events like elections, and they want to make sure that going forward, you'll be able to count on Alexa as your resource for all of this up-to-the-minute information. So Alexa's getting more high-tech, way more so than Google. You can do the same similar results from Google Home. Siri is probably useless when it comes to this. I don't have much use for Siri. But Alexa, way to go.
Siri, can you tell me where Alexa is?
I don't know yet.
Okay, that's the answer to that question.
Siri's not great.
A new company called North, releasing smart glasses, but for a huge price tag. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
Remember Google Glass? It was supposed to be the future, but ended up just creating a pair of really nerdy-looking glasses nobody really wanted to wear. Well, now another company appears to have overcome that and created a functional and fashionably acceptable pair of smart glasses. It's a startup called North, and their new glasses are called Focals, and they very much look like anything you'd see on somebody's face today, but feature a heads-up display on the inside of either lens. The glasses use Bluetooth to connect to your phone and can show you all kinds of basic info like who's calling, the time, the weather, text messages. They come in two styles and cost $1,000. So if you're interested, we've posted a link to the North Focals on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Let's get back to the action here. Twitter has a new deal. Let's find out what Victoria has to say about what they're doing at Twitter.
So Twitter has updated a portion of its reporting process, specifically when you report a tweet that you think might be coming from a bot or a fake account that is masquerading as someone or something else. Now, in the past, there really wasn't a way to report bots, but now Twitter knows that bots are a huge problem, and so now when you tap the It's Suspicious or Spam option under the report menu, you can actually now specify why you think that the account is fake. And so Twitter will launch an investigation into the account. It does not guarantee, however, that the account will be taken down because, you know, if you just don't like what someone says, people are going to start reporting them as bots and when it's a real human. So according to Twitter, they say the new reporting flow will allow us to collect more detailed information so we can identify and remove spam more effectively. With more details to review, we'll be adding more resources to the review process as well. Twitter said back in July, so far it's removed 70 million accounts in just May and June of this year alone for violating its policies on malicious and spam behaviors. So Twitter says they lost users quarter to quarter because of the bot crackdown, but they're moving forward, so that's good.
All right. Twitter, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillin, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. You want to get to us that way? This is the DJV program at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.